Today on episode number 389 of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements, I'm back from New Media Expo, and I'm bringing you the podcast success formula.
The School of Podcasting with Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson, thanking you so incredibly much for listening to this podcast. I tell you what, it's completely different now after New Media Expo, and I got to meet so many of you. And can I tell you something? I have the coolest audience ever, anywhere. It's seriously, it was so great meeting all of you. If I didn't meet you at the expo, maybe you're one of those people that got one of those new fangled iOS devices for Christmas. Look, this is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to recording, different gear, promotion, everything you need to start a podcast you can find at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I've been teaching people technology for over 20 years, and I come along, I flatten out the learning curve, I try to make it fun, try to get you to think, and I'm glad you're here. Now, this is probably going to be a shorter show. This is not, normally I would have had a show out earlier in the week. I was flying back from New Media Expo, and it's been one of those weeks, but on the other hand, I'm dying to talk to you. So there's not going to be any voicemail. This is just, I just want to talk to you because I'm pumped up from the New Media Expo. I'm back. It was a blast. And I'm sure I'm going to be talking more about it in depth in the future. I mean, I really liked the keynote, the very first one. But for me, it was the next session that really, really, really just knocked my socks off. It was by one of my favorite people, Michael Hyatt. Now, I've told everybody and their brother, if you haven't read the book Platform, hit stop on the recorder right now. Go to Amazon, go to supportthisshow.com if you want. Click on the Amazon button, buy the book, buy the audiobook, buy them both. Great, great book. He has so much experience and wisdom. And yet, if you listen to his podcast at michaelhyatt.com, and Hyatt is H-Y-A-T-T, he's always looking to improve. And so his session for me set the bar very high for the following sessions. And the only session that came even close to his was another session that featured him along with some of my other heroes, Ray Edwards from rayedwards.com, Dan Miller from 48 Days to the Work You Love. My friend Cliff Ravenscraft was the moderator of that. And why did I like Michael's session so much? It's simple. He gave me knowledge, and then he gave me actionable items. And that's something I'm taking note of, because I want to follow that blueprint. I mean, on my Logical Weight Loss podcast, I talk about how knowledge is only power when you act on it. But by the end of Michael's presentation, he'd give me so many actionable items and things that made me think. And if you're new to the show, I love to think. Anybody makes me think, I'm your friend for life. And the reminder list on my phone had grown quite a bit by the time Michael was done. And as I listened to different sessions on growing your audience, and including the one I was involved with Daniel J. Lewis from the audacitytopodcast.com and Ray Ortega from podcastersstudio.com and Podcasters Roundtable, I saw a common theme that popped up over and over and over, really in almost every session. They talked about some of these, if not all of them. And so I've put these together, and I'm calling it the podcast success formula. All right, so you ready? Number one, and some of this I've talked about on this show, but I want to put them all here. Who is your audience? You got to figure out who your target audience is, who and where they are. And you got to keep asking questions about your audience until you have a crystal clear picture of them. And I was reading some stuff on the plane ride home that said, in some cases, people will find a picture, like in a magazine, of what they think their target audience looks like. They'll cut it out. And in some cases, they'll even give that now cutout person a name. All right. So figure out who your audience is, and figure out what would make them go yippee for lack of a better phrase? What does that person want? What do they need? What makes them upset? What would make their day make my day? Right? Figure it out. And here's a novel idea. Give it to them. And be sure not to talk at them. Raise your hand if you're tired of being talked at. Now, I shouldn't have done that. That's actually an inside joke from the Media Expo. There was a guy, he was the key sponsor, Marshall Silver, a name that will go down in history. This is a man, and he kept saying, raise your hand if you like to raise your and go out. And then he'd say, write this down. He talked at the audience, not to them, at them. He actually threw money. He made it rain. He whipped DVDs at their head. It was amazing and will go down in history as probably one of the more memorable keynotes. I don't believe he did connect with some people, but it was different. Talk to your audience, not at them. And remember, this is not broadcasting. Now, I know that you know that I know that you know that there's more than just you and me listening to this, but right now it's just you and me. And it's not broadcasting. You ready? I've come up with a new word. Soul casting. I like that word. Soul casting. I want to do the Soul Train thing. Soul casting. And everybody under 30 is like, what is he talking about? I like that word, not because I just made it up, right? But I put a lot of my soul, S-O-U-L, into this podcast. And I work hard at making great content. And in the end, it's listened by one soul. See, it's a cute play on words. S-O-L-E, person at a time, typically. So it's soul casting. And that's how you connect. And then put out the best content you can. Put some thought into your brand. Michael had phenomenal tips that were just like, oh yeah, yeah. And your content. I interviewed some really successful podcasts. And in some cases, it was a one question interview. I mean, I talked to Michael Hyatt for a little bit. I talked to Ray Edwards about how long it took them to create an episode. And everyone clocked in at least with a 4-to-1 ratio. At least. In some cases, it's like 8-to-1. Now, what does that mean? That means for every single minute. If I do a 1-minute podcast, it's going to take me 4 minutes. And in some cases, 5. In some cases, 8 minutes. So if it was a 4-to-1 ratio, a 15-minute podcast, that's going to take you an hour. Good content is not cheap. It doesn't fall off the trees. It takes time. I don't sugarcoat this. I don't want people to join the school of podcasting and go, oh, it takes too much time. I'm telling you right now, save your money. If you can't devote an hour to do a 15-minute podcast, because it's not going to take you 15 minutes to do a 15-minute podcast. I'm telling you now. The other ingredient in the podcast success formula is to be consistent. You know, pick a schedule, go with it. I've mentioned it before, and then make sure you hit it. Consistency, though, isn't only about schedule. It's about content. Now, my buddy, Ray Ortega, when he comes out with content, it is of consistent quality. Go over to podcasterstudio.com. Great stuff. And the reason Ray isn't as consistent as he wants to be is he has this thing called a 2-year-old. And so when he does, though, he brings it and he brings it hard. And I realized when I was at the expo Sunday night that, oh, you know what? I didn't have one in the can for the School of Podcasting. And I really haven't missed a Monday just about ever in the 9 years, you know, now that in April it'll be that I've been putting out this show. So why didn't I just throw something together? I had Boss Jock Studio on my phone. I could have done it. Had an ATR 2100 microphone in my bag. I could have done it. I didn't want to throw it together. I don't want to put my name on something that I'm just not proud of, that isn't really thought out a little bit. And I didn't want to put out something that wasn't going to make you think. It wasn't going to make you laugh, cry, groan. If it wasn't going to entertain you, if it wasn't going to educate you, I didn't want to put it out. And I was, for lack of a better phrase, I was a little too excited. Have you ever seen those football players that they go out and they're playing the game and or a pitcher and they're like, hey, they just need to settle down. I needed to kind of settle down a little bit. So the other ingredient here in the podcast success formula is to make real relationships. And I walked away with my mantra for 2014. This is what I'm going to be thinking about all year. Now, last year was all about researching what makes good content. What makes wow content is what Michael Hyatt talks about in his book Platform. And I did a lot of research on that. Did a lot of research on storytelling. I found Eric Johnson, the podcast talent coach, who talks a lot about content, good content. And so this year, what am I researching? You. Yeah, I want to know more about you. My mantra for this year is names, not numbers. When I look at my lips and stats and I see however many people download this show, I mean, I don't want to think of that as a number. When I hit record, when I get in front of this microphone, I'm thinking about Craig that was dying to get his picture taken with the Podcasters Roundtable. And Craig, I don't know that we ever really made that happen with all four of us. And I apologize for that. Brock, the soon-to-be podcast cowboy. I'm talking about Amy, who kind of nervously introduced herself and explained that she listens to the Podcasters Roundtable. I could go on with names and the people that I met, and there were a lot. And that's why I don't want to name a bunch, because it was really cool meeting everybody. And it was great. It was like summer camp catching up with everybody else. I didn't get to hang out with Charles and the whole Success Freaks crew, Morton, as much as I wanted to. I never even got to say hi to CeCe Chapman. And these are people that I've known for years. It is a little weird. It's the more you go to these and the more people you know, the more it turns into a wedding where you're kind of outnumbered and you're just trying to shake as many hands as you want. And when I think about remembering people's names, it kind of makes me nervous. Why? Because between you and me, my memory is crap. I got fired from a job where I couldn't remember the amount of details required. I have never been fired from a training job. I quit one. I never been fired. Technically, for a lack of performance on my part. But I got fired because I couldn't remember stuff. I had to look at 17 screens of information in about 10 seconds. I had 17 screens in 10 seconds, and then I had to recall what I saw at a 96% accuracy rate. It was weird. That was what the people I was training had to do, so I had to do it. I'm like, I can't do that. I can teach you how to do it, what screens to look at. So I got fired because I couldn't do that. And I've never been fired for a lack of performance on a training job. I got fired once because sales didn't meet their quota. And when the sales team doesn't make their quota, well, let's not work smarter. Well, by all means, why would you want to do that? Whack the training department. And so when I hear memories required, I get nervous. I really do. And that's okay. I mean, keep in mind, you are not defined by your mistakes. You're not. And I'm sure the internets have all sorts of tips for remembering names. Now, can I tell you something that I did just right there? I'm going to pee by the curtain. Can we pretend that this isn't a, this is just me and you. This is like the director's cut of this podcast. Did you hear what I just did? I brought in a personal story that kind of showed how I was talking about getting fired. Now, I brought that in because I think it's relevant, and the fact that, well, my memory is crap, but it demonstrates it's a real emotion, and I bet it's something you identify with, especially if you're over insert number here, right? And when you reveal something about yourself, it creates an intimacy. Now, I guess we have to clarify when we say, you know, reveal ourselves. I mean, I'm not talking about, I don't know, my anatomy. There's there's nothing inspiring there. You know, and it doesn't mean you just talk about you. It's not all of, it's about your audience, right? But when you can work in a story about you that fits in with the subject, is helpful. It creates a sense of intimacy, and that's how you connect. And that's really it again. It's about making real relationships here and connecting with real people. It's names, not numbers. That's my mantra. Now, the other thing that is part of the podcast success formula is, well, here again, if we go back into personal stories, I was the only person in first grade when Jimi Hendrix died in 1970. And he has a great song called If Six Was Nine, where he says, I'm going to wave my freak flag high. You gotta wave your freak flag. And you can wave it in social media and just let people know. But you can't be timid. You cannot build it and they will come. My buddy, Daniel J. Lewis in our speak said that's the dumbest marketing message ever invented because it's just flat out not true, right? And I don't mean here that you have to be obnoxious and talk about yourself again and just go out everywhere going, listen to my podcast. But you do have to wave your freak flag. You have to get out there and shake hands. You got to get out there and let people know you exist. Now, you want to do that again after you make real relationships with people, right? Names, not numbers. And once you know their name and you're talking to them about them, I'm pretty sure eventually they're going to ask you about you. And that's when you can tell them about your podcast. And then you can monetize if you want to. In the future, you're going to hear an interview I did with George Harab. He does the Geologic podcast. And George has benefited many different ways from his podcast. You know how I do those because of my podcast stories? Yeah, George's is about an hour. And it's really it. It's just, yeah, this led to that. That led to this. That did that. That. And he's actually now 7 years after he started his podcast saying, you know, I think I'm just going to monetize this. I'm going to make some money. A little at least. And now people have done it sooner than 7 years. I mean, some in less than a year. But again, it takes a lot of work to make that relationship, make that connection. So keep that in mind. I'm not here to say it's easy. I want everybody to start a podcast, but I want you to know what you're getting into. So bring your passion, bring your love, bring your need to help people, bring your skill to inspire and your need to reach more people. You got those, I can help you. And if you're thinking, I'm not a technical person, it was cool. I made somebody smile at the expo. And I've said this before, I'm going to repeat it here in case you missed it. She said, I don't know that I'm technically skilled enough to do that. I said, do you use Facebook? She goes, yeah. I go, do you upload photos? And she said, yeah, then you can upload audio. Oh, okay. You know, when you upload your photo to Facebook, you know, do you have a hard time finding your photos? No, I have them in a folder and this and that. I said, then you can organize audio. I said, when you get in the car and the phone rings, do you turn down the radio enough to where you can hear the phone call? Yeah. Well, then you can mix audio. Do you use Microsoft Word? Yeah. Well, then you can write show notes. I said, you can do it. Can you hit record on your VCR? Yeah. Well, then you can hit record on Audacity. You have the skills. It's just a different, you know, when I play guitar, I played rock for many, many moons, and then I switched and played country for a year. It's the same notes. It's just different phrasing, and it's the same skills. Record, mixing audio, uploading files, same skills, just a different, setting, I guess you could say. So we're going to wrap this up. I realize this is short, and I did have people say, Dave, keep them long. Because that was one of my questions, again, when I met people, what do you want on this podcast? And if you weren't there, I would love to hear from you. Just go out to schoolofpodcasting.com/contact, and my contact information is there. I would love to hear from you what you would like to hear on this show. But I thought about my favorite moments from the New Media Expo. And there was one thing cooler about Michael Hyatt's presentation, and that is, when he got done, and he asked if there were any questions. And I asked him, I go, you know, sometimes my audience doesn't know who their audience is. They don't have one to send a poll, because that was one of his things. He actually does a year-end poll. Go over to michaelhyatt.com. We'll put a link to this out in the show notes. schoolofpodcasting.com/389. And, you know, you can see his poll. It's like 53 questions. And there's a great, he was talking about SurveyMonkey. There's actually a WordPress plugin called Surveys. I know it's creatively named Surveys. And you can make your own survey, which will be great also for sponsors somewhere down the road. But I asked him that question. And I said, I'm Dave Jackson for the school, podcasting.com. You know, I help people start podcasts, and some of them don't have an audience yet. And he said, and I quote, "Oh, Dave, yeah, I listened to your podcast. I can't wait to hear the recording of that, because that was just cool. That made my day. That made my weekend, basically." And he didn't say he listened religiously. It just, I don't, you know what? I know that occasionally my words get in his ears. That was cool. That was very, very cool. And, then later I had literally like a 2-minute conversation with he and his daughter. Really cool guy. His daughter's awesome. I got to speak with Ray Edwards, and I'm not like name dropping here. This is what you go there because you want to talk to your heroes. You want to talk to people that inspire you. So Ray Edwards is just awesome. Dan Miller is like, you know, what's really weird about the whole New Media Expo is when you talk to Mike Russell, right? From Music Radio Creative. Music Radio Creative, Mike Russell. And he sounds just like Mike Russell, only it's coming out of some guy's head instead of speakers. And Dan Miller's voice came out of Dan Miller. It was so cool. And here's a networking tip. Write this down for next year. If someone you know is talking to someone you want to know, look for that situation, because that worked every time. And go stand next to the person you know, and almost always they'll go, "Oh, Dave, do you know my friend Dan?" "No, I don't. Hi, Dan. I'm Dave." Works every time. It's great. Go stand by that person. One of my all-time favorites. This almost beat out the Michael Hyatt saying you'll listen to my podcast thing. Late Saturday, I shared a room with Daniel J. Lewis, and he said, "Hey, we're getting together Sunday for a little makeshift church." So it was myself, Reverend Ken Blanchard. That was another cool thing. That was another very cool thing. Let's do a tangent. I got to go to somebody who I helped start a podcast. And I'm not taking credit for this. I'm just telling you it was cool to watch. But I helped Ken Blanchard start his podcast. I've helped him over the years. He's a super guy. He's super hilarious. And to watch him do a speech at New Media Expo was just cool. And just to be able to be the cheerleader, to go, "Yeah, that's, I know that dude. That dude's cool." And I'm going to share a story with you here. We talk about how I said in 2005, podcasting is going to change the world. And Ken does a show called the Unnamed Church. And somebody called Ken ready to blow their brains out. Seriously, straight up, don't know who else to call. I'm ready to pull the trigger. And Ken talked him off the ledge, to put the gun down, got the guy some help. That's a hero in my book. And that was cool. He shared that story while we were holding church. Now, where did we hold church? In the hallway at the Rio outside of the Starbucks. It was myself, Daniel J. Lewis, Ben Adam Smith, and some other folks whose names I didn't catch. Again, me and names, not my strong suit. But we're outside of the hallway of Starbucks, and we shared how we wanted to grow personally. Like, here's what I'm doing that's not great, and here's what I want to work on in 2014. And there we are in the hallway of the Rio, and we closed by holding hands and praying. We did not sing Kumbaya, in case anybody was wondering. But praying in public was cool. And again, it kind of created this connection, this feeling of intimacy. And so that was very, very cool to me. Anything with Ken Blanchard is cool. The dude, we always jokingly say, he's my brother from another mother. And just hanging with friends. I mean, I got to hang with Mike and Isabella for Music Radio Creative. If you want your audio done, go to schoolpodcasting.com/MRC. And check this out. It was Mike, Izzy, Ken, Remy. Remy is a member of the School of Podcasting, sci-fi movie podcast. Super duper nice guy. Ryan K. Parker, Anya. I mean, I don't want to name everybody. And Eric K. Johnson. Now, I met with Eric, and we're just batting around some ideas. Wait till you hear what we're going to do with the podcast review show. That's coming up in the future. Again, I'm not that idea is half-baked. It's in the oven. It's almost done. That show is going to be very, very cool in the future. And that's part of what New Media Expo is about, is connecting with people and, in some cases, you know, joint venturing on things. So, to wrap things up, the podcast success formula. Who is your audience? What would make them go yippee? Put out the best podcast that you can by putting some thought into it. Be consistent. Make real relationships. Names, not numbers. In our session with myself and Daniel and Ray, I said, so many people complain my audience is too small. Embrace your small audience, because now, before it gets too big, you can answer every email, comment, voicemail, and make that connection. It's names, not numbers. And when you know their name, you're just fanning the flames, and that person is going to become your evangelist, your sales staff, whatever you want to call it. Let your freak flag fly. Get out there, and after you make that relationship, be sure to say, oh, by the way, I have a podcast. And then, and only then, if you want to, can you monetize it. And I heard that basic formula in many, many ways. And there are other things in there with branding, doing things right, looking good while you're doing it, sounding good while you're doing it. But those are the basics for now. And I was so happy that it warmed up in Cleveland on my way home. It got up to three. It was minus 12 while I was in Vegas. And here's a novel idea. I get off the plane, and I spent a good half hour with no gloves looking for my car, because I had put in my phone. I said, I'm in level one north. And I forgot to say what row I was in. And I really thought my hands were going to shatter. And as a guitar player, that's a bad thing. It is good to be home. I still don't know what day it is. I still don't know what time it is. And I could use a nap. But it is fun. Now, things were perfect at New Media Expo. And we'll talk about that, I'm sure, in the future. But there was a lot that was really, really good about it. And I appreciate everybody that came up and shook my hand. I appreciate everybody that came to my session. I appreciate everybody that said nice things about me. We did not win any podcast awards, but I got to tell you, that was another highlight of that. And that is, I was up for, this podcast was up in the general category. And they announced, you know, the first one and the second one. And then they announced the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. And there was there was more than a smattering of applause. There was a little hoops, a couple hollerings. And that was cool, because when they announced the name of the show that won, of which I'm not being snarky, I can't remember the name of it. It was literally like this. It was something like Out of the Box Podcast. It was like there was one clap. And so I really thought at that point, based on the sound of applause in the audience, that I had won. And I didn't. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't disappointed. It'd be nice. I hadn't written a acceptance speech, because I never like to count my chickens before they hatch. And I was afraid I was going to feel stupid if I did. And I did feel stupid for writing the acceptance speech that I never got to give. But in the end, and I said this before, I don't do this for awards. It's nice to get a reward. And I'm going to leave you with this thought. And that thought is, significance is when your actions result in improving others' lives. And when you guys hooped and hollered, it wasn't much to you guys, but it made a lot to, it felt very significant to me. It made me feel warm and fuzzy. And if you voted for me, again, may not have felt like much, but I deeply appreciate, I mean, I got nominated. My wife said that. She goes, look, you had two shows nominated out of how many bazillion podcasts are out there? And so for voting for me is, you know, that little step, it was significant. It made me feel warm and fuzzy, and I deeply appreciate that. And as we say often here in Cleveland, where we had LeBron James and couldn't win, maybe next year, right? Who knows? So that is going to do it for this episode of the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Everything I talked about today, you can find by going out to schoolofpodcasting.com/389. I need to remind you that right around the corner, January 18th, 10 days from today, as I record this, I'm holding my next Podcasting in 6 Weeks class. Now, I didn't get a whole lot of chance to promote this because of New Media Expo and things like that. And can I tell you that right now, you're going to get real personalized attention in this class. Lots of room in this class. Look, I was the first person to tell you, hey, it sold out. I'm here to tell you it didn't sell out this time. And if you're looking for personalized attention, we meet every Saturday from noon to 2, starting January 18th for 6 weeks. And by the end of that 6 weeks, if you do what I say and you're ready to go, you will have a podcast in iTunes. All right, go over to howtopodcast.com, and that'll get you into the group coaching class. I've also got good old schoolofpodcasting.com. If you're looking for a more just step-by-step, self-paced tutorials kind of thing, that's still alive and well. And of course, you can always hire me for one-on-one consulting. If you're in a really big hurry, we can do it that way. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's time for you, really, to do something significant. Think about Ken Blanchard. The guy helped save a life. That is making an impact on somebody's life when you preserve it. And I know you got something to say. I know that you can move people and inspire people and help people and entertain people. And I'm here to help you do that. I'm here to help you get your point across. So thank you so much for tuning in. We'll see you again real soon with another episode of the School of Podcasting's Morning Announcements. And until then, God bless. Hope to see you on the inside. Class is dismissed.